going to be celebrating here in Mumbai next week. On which day is it?
27th.
Oh, all weekend. Very good. That's going to which place?
Cross Maidan
is the first pandal that Prabhupada Iskan had in Bombay. It was Bombay then. I'm going to read from some passages from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Prabhupada did a lot of translating when he was Bombay, so this is great work. Maybe some of these verses. This is from the 13th chapter of the Majjalila, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord of Atiyata. First, to give a little background of Ratiyata. How many of you have read the Prabhupada Lilamrita, one of the volumes, or at least part of it? Anybody?
2 pages.
2 pages, that's good. Anybody else? You read any part of it? Anyway, early on, when Prabhupada is very young, or how many of you have seen the Abhay Charan TV show? It's more. I don't know if you saw it, but it was broadcast in, I think it's November, Thursday Ratiyatra. Anyway, it's detailed in Prabhupada's story, life story, Lamita, the authorized biography by Sasrupas Goswami. When we understand that Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha, not an ordinary living being, but one who's liberated from birth, so from his very early childhood, that age of about 5, he decided he wanted to hold a Ratiyatra. He had a natural attraction for Ratiyatra. And what he did was that he saw the big Ratiyatra, so he decided he wanted to have a small Ratiyatra of his own. So he persuaded some of the neighboring people to make a cart, and his father also, Gormohande. So he made a small, like a child's Ratiyatra cart, miniature Ratiyatra cart, and got Ratiyatra deities. And he pulled this cart himself, and it was a great delight to all the neighbors to see a small child so attracted to Lord Jagannath. And they all took part in it. There was prasadam distribution, chanting of the holy name, and the Lord went on procession just in the neighborhood in Calcutta where Prabhupada grew up. So he had this attraction for Ratiyatra from a very early childhood. It was manifest. It was always something very special to him that the Lord could be taken out on procession. So if you saw the film of Ratiyatra, you saw how Gormohande, Srila Prabhupada's father, sat down with Prabhupada and the children, explained the inner meaning of Ratiyatra, and then the scene segued into a dance drama of what took place in Kurukshetra, which we'll discuss presently, which was the inner meaning of Ratiyatra, what the Ratiyatra means. So these deities of Jagannath, which, where are they based, the Jagannath deities? At the
Nirarod Temple,
yeah. There was an attempt by King Indradumna to have a deity of Krishna in his temple. So he approached one very well-known sculptor. Some say he was incarnate version of Vishvakarma, to sculpt a figure of Krishna. So the Ratiyatra story is that he agreed to do this on condition that his work would never be interrupted until he finished. But King Indradumna, this is also narrated in the Abhay Charan video, which was shown, I think, a couple of weeks ago, became impatient to see the work, to see the deity of Krishna. So he opened the door in violation of his agreement, and at that point the work stopped, and the deity was only partially done. It was in a very rough form. And it's the present form we see now. What happened was, because he was such a great sculptor, his work was left unfinished, and Lord Jagannath and his brother Balabhadra and his sister Subhadra were painted in very beautiful colors, but left in that crude form. And some people think that that deity is very crude and primitive. But Lord Chaitanya, when he saw this figure of Lord Jagannath in the Jagannath temple in Orissa, Puri, he fainted in ecstasy. He was so overcome with joy to see the Lord present before him that he fainted. And he was trying to utter the name of Jagannath, but he was so attracted and so infused with ecstatic symptoms that all he could say was Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga. And these were real symptoms of the presence of Krishna. So this is actually Krishna manifesting in front of him. So every day, of course, thousands of people go to see that deity because they understand that that is Krishna. And Puri is one of the four sacred places of India that people go to, one of the sacred holy cities, to get darshan of the Lord. And still today, thousands of these deities are sculpted. And maybe hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands every year, they're carved and they're taken away. And some small ones and some large ones. It is said in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita that the city of Jagannath Puri, Orissa, is so holy that from the vantage point of the higher planetary systems, the view of all the residents of Jagannath Puri is that all the residents have four hands. So it's not an ordinary place at all, especially if you'll have the opportunity to go there during the time of the Kali festival of Lord Jagannath. So it was Prabhupada who popularized the worship of Jagannath all over the world. You may know the story of how Jagannath worship first came about. It was in 1967 in San Francisco. A devotee came to Prabhupada's room with a small Jagannath about this size, all painted. This devotee had gotten it from a department store, actually an import store. She had a habit of taking things from stores without paying for them. This is in the very early days. But Prabhupada didn't know. She just presented it to him. And as soon as he saw it, he said, oh, that's Jagannath, that's Krishna. That's Jagannath. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava to me, my dear Lord Jagannath. Please be visible unto me. So there was some discussion about this deity. It's in the temple at that time. There was just the New York temple and the temple in San Francisco. There was one small deity of Kartamashad. It's a small Krishna standing like this on one side. And Prabhupada used to sit on one side of Krishna. So as soon as he saw this deity, the idea came that there could be, these could be the deities of that temple. So the husband of this devotee offered to carve large-sized deities, 3 feet high. So he obtained wood and with a hammer and chisel, copied the little Jagannath. And she also acquired the ones of Balabhadra and Subhadra. And so he made replicas of these in large size. And Prabhupada said that these would become the deities of the temple. And there was a little altar built, and these deities were installed. And Prabhupada said that this San Francisco temple should be called New Jagannath Puri. So one day, not long after that, he sat in his room. He was observing out the window trucks going by on the street. And he observed a type of truck that's called a flatbed truck in America. I don't know what you call it here, but it's the cabin of the truck, and then the back part is just flat and open with nothing on it. So Prabhupada proceeded to make a drawing of one of those trucks with a mandap upon it. And that mandap was with four pillars, forming the four points of a square about 10 feet on each side, going up about 8 feet. And then at that top part, there would be a pitched roof coming up to a point in the middle of these four pillars. So it would go up like that. And then he drew what would representations of the deities inside of this little mandap. On the drawing, he put numbers next to the pillars, next to the mandap, next to the deities, next to the back, the backs of the deities, the backs of the thrones, of the asanas, they would be bound to. And so he made a number near each one, and then on the lower part of the drawing was a legend saying 1, this was the pillar, this 2, this was the mandap canopy, 3, this would be the flag, 4, this would be the back pedestal for the deity, and so on. So he called a group of us to his room and said that on one day we should take these three deities out of the temple, put them on a truck like this, and take them to the beach, which was about 5 miles away, and have a week-long celebration of feasting, dancing, and chanting and display of the deities in a very prominent place. So a devotee set to work, and that became the very first Ratiyatra. It was done on the back of his truck with a sound system and feasting. And Prabhupada was ill on the day that this occurred, so all the devotees drove the truck to see him, and they were holding on to the back of his truck as it went up through a very mountainous path to where Prabhupada was staying in a beach in a different county. And he was very, very happy to hear that the deities of Jagannath, Baladeva, and Subhadra were honored in such a festive and splendid occasion. So not long after that festival, other temples began to acquire Jagannath deities as their main or side deities, and began to have Ratiyatras. So soon Ratiyatras began to take place in other cities like Los Angeles and New York and Philadelphia, and then gradually to London and Nairobi and Durban and Sydney. And of course, here in India, many places, and in Hong Kong, and in Russia now, different parts of the former Soviet Union, and all throughout Europe in the big cities like Rome and Paris and Heidelberg, in Berlin now there's a Ratiyatra, Sweden, and in Brazil there's a wonderful Ratiyatra which I attended once, in Buenos Aires, Central America. So by Krishna's grace now Ratiyatra, which had up to this time been only observed in the city of Puri, is now observed in probably over 100 countries all over the world. And now deities are purchased routinely from Puri, from Orissa, from Jagannath Puri, and they're taken to foreign countries where there's a good display of the Jagannath festival. In fact, sometimes the king of Puri has even come to these other countries. He's come to Rome and participated. And at one Ratiyatra session, I think it was about 4 years ago, a group of devotees, ISKCON devotees, some Westerners, some Indians went to Puri. And there's a big police court. And how many of you have ever been to the Ratiyatra in Puri? Ratiyatra Festival in Jagannath Puri, Orissa. Anybody been there? Well, they have these cordons of policemen.
July.
Huh?
July.
Yeah, July, sometimes it's in June, according to the lunar calendar, when that day falls, the day of the Ratiyatra. And the police form a big cordon around the cars because some people get too close, and they used to, in the old days, get crushed under the wheels because they're very, very heavy. So they made a special cordon around the Hare Krishna devotees and let them chant for over an hour. So even though they don't let them go into the temple, so-called non-Hindus are not supposed to go into the temple, they let them have a kirtan, and it was very wonderful. So I'm going to read from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, since we're approaching Gaur Purnima, about some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as he was dancing in front of the different Ratiyatra cars. One of the significant things that you'll hear here is how Lord Chaitanya manifested himself in different places. He was, of course, Lord Chaitanya was one, but he manifested sometimes in 16 different places. There were different parties chanting, and each party thought that he was the only Lord Chaitanya manifesting. And it is said by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that only very few very internal advanced devotees knew that he was manifesting himself like a great yogi in different places, particularly Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. To start. Of course, King Prataparudra was very instrumental in sponsoring this festival when Lord Chaitanya was present there. And he was a great, great devotee of Lord Krishna who helped make it all possible. This festival was very special, and it was seen by the devotees who went there, many of whom came down from Bengal, that the chariot was like Mount Sumeru, very huge and overpowering force. In fact, the word Jagannath has become an English word, Jagannath. and it means something very big, something very powerful. And they use it in America to talk about a type of truck. They call them juggernaut trucks. They have two big cabins and they weigh many tons. So it's defined in English as being a very powerful, irresistible force that cannot be moved, like Mount Sumeru. So this is text 19 of the Majjhalila, chapter 13. Krishnadas Kaviraj is the author, and Prabhupada writes in the purports. The verse says, "Everyone was astonished to see the decorations of the Rathi Yatra car. Kratera Sajani, Deki Loka, Chamatkara, Navahimaya, Ratha Sumera Akara." Everyone was astonished to see the decorations of the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. This is Prabhupada's comment. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London Daily newspaper, The Guardian, published the front page photo caption, quote, "ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square," quote unquote. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. So it so happened that I was also there at that time, that a photographer from this paper poised his camera very close to the ground, and when the chariot was pulled up next to this column, which is about 60 or 70 feet high, it gave the impression that the cart was just as high as the column. It gave, that's the way the picture looked in the newspaper. So this was a great historical occasion, because Admiral Nelson, Horatio Nelson, was one of the great English colonists who conquered many, especially the islands for England, and would have a very powerful navy at that time. And here now was a former colony manifesting its culture through the Rath Yatra and bringing its chariot right up to the column. And it was quite a large picture, and it said "Arrival to Nelson," showing how powerful the Rath Yatra could be just by its very appearance and its beautiful colored canopy that appeared next to Lord Nelson's column. Now, one thing about the Rath Yatra is many people don't understand what it means exactly. But the internal meaning, there are many internal meanings. One is that the Lord wants once a year to visit Gundicha, which is the place where the temple of Gundicha is and where the Rath Yatra goes to. It's about a little less than a mile long route down the Grand Route. It's called the Grand Route in Jagannath Puri, Orissa. So the Lord wants to go there because Gundicha represents Vrindavan, and Puri represents Dwarka or Kurukshetra, the place of the Aishwarya Lila, where Krishna is the king of Dwarka and dressed in very opulent clothing and surrounded by many courtesans and servants and 16,100 wives. So this is Krishna's Lila to never forget, as he always is never forgetting, the damsels of Vrindavan. And therefore he makes this journey once a year as they're traveling back to Vrindavan. Another aspect of this great festival is the King Indradumna, in building this temple, had a vision of this procession led by the gopis and alternatively Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra, which would be leading them from Dwarka to Vrindavan. The gopis never forgot Krishna for a moment, and Krishna never forgot the gopis for a moment. So there was a great reunion. You'll read about this in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the Krishna book, in Kurukshetra, where all the family of Krishna from Vrindavan and all the family of Krishna from Dwarka and all the relatives and friends converged in Kurukshetra for a kind of family reunion. You have family reunions sometimes, I'm sure, quite often. And during the course of this meeting, the gopis and Radharani assembled in a big tent and began to discuss about their feelings for Krishna, about their unrequited love for the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya established that the worship of Radha Krishna together is the highest form of worship, and that the Madhurya Ras is the highest form of worship of Krishna among all the different leelas and rasas. So as the gopis were speaking, Lord Krishna came to hear what they were saying, and the feelings of ecstatic love which they were talking about were so powerful, so great, that the Lord became stunned, actually. And he became stunned in ecstasy. And he became so stunned that he could not even move a muscle. And this feature of the Lord in a completely stationary pose, eyes glaring widely, wide open, and stiff and straight through the process of being stunned in ecstasy, is another one of the reasons why Lord Jagannath is represented in the way he is, in this very straight and stiff, crude position. Then his sister Subhadra came and began to listen, and she too manifested the same ecstatic symptoms of the Lord, this very stiff and straight position. And then, followed by Lord Balabhadra, their brother, the same thing happened. So this is another explanation we find in the Goswami literature of how the Jagannath deities came to be represented in the fashion that we see them now, this very unusual fashion that is not always so well understood. So I'm going to read a few verses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is verse 35. Nityananda Advaita Haridasa Vakreshvara Karajane Agya Dila Nitya Kambare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vikreshwara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. And for each of, when he divided the parties into four, he chose certain persons to head them up. Generally, he divided them into groups that varied between 20 and 22 people in each group. And in the group, there would be either two or four Madanga players and one dancer in the middle, sometimes two dancers. And the principle was that the dancers would inspire the Madanga player, the drummer, and the drummer, in turn, would inspire the dancers to jump and dance more wildly. But even though it was a bit of a wild display, it was also very ordered. And all of the embellishments that were performed in the Bharati Yatra were done according to certain beats, certain talas, and certain ragas that were followed according to the time of day. So they were generally this group of 20 to 22. And if they were moving in a circular fashion, they would be moving in a clockwise direction. And the dancing would be in the middle. And then he would generally appoint four or seven kartal players to accompany the two mridanga players, and then one or two persons to lead the singing. Sometimes they would lead separately, and sometimes they would lead in unison. So I'll read the next verse. I'll skip the Bengali so we can proceed a little faster through it. Sarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given five assistants to respond to his chanting. The five who responded to the singing of Sarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayana Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govinda Nanda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. In the first group, Damodar Sarup was appointed chief singer. And the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayana Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Govinda Nanda. Sri Advaita Acharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. The five singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas Haridas, Sriman Subhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev Gopinath and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another two persons, Srikanta and Balabhasain, joined as responsive singers. In this group, Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. This is Prabhupada's purport. In the third group, Mukunda was appointed the chief singer. The party was composed of Vasudev, Gopinath, Murari, Srikanta, and Balabhasain. The senior Haridas was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on both sides were two other parties. Another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan. and each party, and in each party, one man was beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names, tears fell in great ecstasy, like a rainfall from their eyes. So it is said when we chant the Gaurarti, Paramarasala, that the sound of the kartals and the mridanga are the sweetest of all sounds in the universe. When the Lord's Rathiatra was taking place, everything was done very sweetly and very gracefully and very beautifully. And that sound was irresistible to everyone who heard it. Everyone said, I'll just read some verses at random. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He's bestowing his mercy upon us. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. So it's customary, wherever and whenever Rathiatra is practiced anywhere in the world, that a dignitary, if possible, the mayor of a city or the head of the city council, in Calcutta sometimes it's been the ambassador from Russia or Poland, come forth to sweep the street in front of the Rathiatrika. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same. But the Lord, being one and many, at the same time was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how both of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rathiyatrikar could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasalila dance. He also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwarka. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including King Prataparudra. Although for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Prataparudra because he was a king. King Prataparudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees by the Lord's special mercy upon him. The king could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously present in all seven groups. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot see the expansions of the transcendental form of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. And this is Lord Chaitanya speaking. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or Shudra, nor am I a Brahmachari householder or Vanaprastha or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. While dancing and chanting, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would again slowly roll forward. Thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who could lead, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. And this is Prabhupada's purport, which explains the meaning of this. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuta Suvalita. That is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani. In order to understand Krishna, Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Also, Lord Chaitanya is described, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, as the combination of Krishna and Radha and Radha and Krishna. So when we pray to absorb ourselves or obtain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, we're also praying to Lord Chaitanya for that very same benediction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath toward Gundicha temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan, Sri Kshetra. Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoyed supreme opulence. However, he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants, filled with ecstatic love for Krishna, are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Kshetra is a place of Aishwarya Leela, as Vrindavan is a place of Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Rath Yatra, of the Rath Yatra cart, indicated that Lord Jagannath, Krishna, was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rath Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath Yatra car, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would wait on the Rath Yatra for their forward march. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gorsunda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Lord Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. We were just in Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, Radharani reigned supreme as the queen of Vrindavan. And there's a great deal of graffiti in Vrindavan, painting done on the walls with a brush, sometimes spray paint, but usually very meticulously done. And we see it on trees, on the walls. We see it on the sides of vehicles, sometimes in the sand. On shrines, the word Radha, Sri Radha, Sri Radha. So, Krishna is Madan Mohan, and Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohini. That one who can attract Krishna, who is the all-attractive. There is a hill, Dvasaditya Tila, it is called. Vadvasaditya Tila, it means the hill of the 12 suns. Vadvasaditya Tila. It's the place where the Madan Mohan temple is located. So on this hill, Krishna came one time, and Madan, or Cupid, decided to test him. He was thinking that Krishna is so attractive, all the gopis of Vrindavan faint in ecstasy when they see him. So I'm going to test him. And Cupid has arrows of touch, taste, sight, sound, which are the attractive forces of all living entities. So he aimed at Krishna, his arrow, to see if Krishna could be attracted. And as the archer has to concentrate on the target in order to be successful in hitting the target, he began to meditate on the beautiful form of Krishna. As he meditated on that form of Krishna, he fainted in ecstasy. So it is said, therefore, that Krishna attracts Cupid, and Radharani attacks Krishna. Always Radharani is victorious. So here are some verses that Lord Chaitanya recited. The gopis are fallen in the great ocean of separation, and they are being devoured by the Timangila fish, which represents their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these Timangila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and gyanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. Then Prabhupada explains, the bodily conception is created by the desire for material enjoyment. This is called vipadasmriti, which is the opposite of real life. The living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna, but when he desires to enjoy the material world, he cannot progress in spiritual life. One can never be happy by advancing materially. This is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.30, Adanta gobir vishatam tamisram punas punas charvita charvananam. Through the uncontrolled senses, one may advance one's hellish condition. He may continue to chew the chew, that is, repeatedly accept birth and death. The conditioned souls use the duration of life between birth and death only to engage in the same hackneyed activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In the lower animal species, we find the same activities. Since these activities are repeated, engaging in them is like chewing that which has already been chewed. If one can give up his ambition to engage in hackneyed material life and take to Krishna consciousness, instead he will be liberated from the stringent laws of material nature. One does not need to make a separate attempt to become liberated. If one simply engages in the service of the Lord, he will be liberated automatically. Srila Bilvamangal Thakur therefore says, Mukti Svayam Mukula Tanjali Seva Tesman. Liberation stands before me with folded hands begging to serve me. And Lord Chaitanya continues, it is amazing you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father, mother, and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Jamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed the Rasa Lila dance? Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is my only misfortune. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, but when I see the morose face of your mother Yashoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all. Is it that you want to enliven them by coming there? Why is it that you are simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan. Without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence of the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let them all live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. Purport. Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Radharani did not express her personal unhappiness at being separated from Krishna. She wanted to evoke Krishna's feelings for the condition of all others in Vrindavan Dham, Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the birds, and the bees on the banks of the Jamuna, the water of the Jamuna, the trees, forests, and all other paraphernalia associated with Krishna before he left Vrindavan for Mathura. These feelings of Srimati Radharani were manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he invited Lord Jagannath, Krishna, to return to Vrindavan. That is the purport of the Rath Yatra cars going from Jagannath Puri to the Gundicha temple. So I'll read one or two more, and then we can have some questions. After After circumambulating Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the car and began pushing it with his head. As soon as he pushed, the car immediately started. It started to move, making a rumbling and rattling noise. The people all around began to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hari Hari. As the car began to move, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates in front of the cars occupied by Lord Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune, greatly inspired, and then began to dance in front of them. This took place after many men and elephants were unable to budge the car of Lord Jagannath, and it was only the response of Radharani, only in response to Lord Chaitanya's pushing with his head, that the car began to move. So these are some of the internal pastimes. This is a very internal pastime of Krishna, that his innermost desire is to be with the gopis' innermost desire is to be with him. And this is exhibited in public, not only in Puri now, but all over the world. So it's not simply an exhibition to take the deity out of the temple and to give everybody an opportunity to see him. That is also one of the most important aspects of Rath Yatra. Once a year, the deity comes out, not just to go around the temple, but to go down the route in Puri, the grand route, but also in many cities now all over the world, Lord Jagannath is taken out and on procession. And to those who want to know what this signifies, this very internal pastime of the Madhurya Rasa can be explained. And it is revealed that it is one of the most important and internal pastimes of the Lord, this Rath Yatra. Not simply an exhibition, but a way of depicting one of the most internally important activities of the Lord. So, do you have any comments or questions anybody wants to make? Yes?
Can you just tell us pastimes of Lord Krishna in relation to the Subhadra Devi?
In relation to?
Subhadra Devi.
Their main activity is in Rath Yatra, where the Lord comes with his sister and brother. And in this Rath Yatra festival, the Lord's car is in the middle, because Balaram is the older brother. We always see Balarama first, and they're enacted with three cars. And so we see him, and then we see Lord Jagannath, and then Balaram. I think in this festival we just have one car. Yeah.
One
car. Very often there are three cars. So Subhadra is always very obedient to Krishna, following him, and tries to act in like all of Krishna's family, in ways that are in accord with Krishna, fully in accord with the way the Supreme Lord acts. Any others? Anyone? Is everyone here going to Rath Yatra? Yes. If you have deities of Lord Jagannath?
Yeah, what
more should be worshipped? Jagannath is also worshipped in reverence, just like we worship our Radha Krishna deities in their Lakshmi Narayan form. We worship in this Aishwarya Leela. This is actually the Leela upon which Krishna is placed in the chariot, that he is the Lord of, he is the master of Dwarka. And he is just once a year coming out to make this excursion. So by gorgeously dressing Lord Jagannath, as we do in every temple, sometimes once a day, sometimes twice a day, we're worshipping in this form of Aishwarya Leela, or wealth and opulence. The purpose of this is to always remember that the Lord is the master and that we are the servants. And it is not possible for us to completely enter into the mood of Radharani, who is worshipping Krishna in the most internal way. This form of bhava or raganuga bhakti is something we just get little glimpses of. Advaiti bhakti is the practice for which deity worship takes place. And even Srila Prabhupada himself was constantly worshipping the deities with his disciples. And we sing every day according to Vishwanath Chakravarti's prayer, Shri Vigrahara Dana Nityananda. We worship the deity in opulence and love. And it is a way of expressing our love for him, to worship him in this form. And then, of course, once the ear is taken out, but even then, when Lord Chaitanya witnessed the Lord, even though he was beckoning him as one of the gopis, as Radharani in particular, to come with him, Krishna was dressed very opulently. And, of course, Krishna is held prisoner, one might say, by Lakshmi during the rest of the course of the year as his consort. And when the chariot comes back, it is gone for 1 week in Gundicha. Lakshmi becomes very angry, and part of this pastime, Harapanchami, is that she becomes disturbed and she arrests the servants of Lord Jagannath. And then when he returns, she does not want to see him, and she won't let him come back in the temple. So the Lord at that time is dressed with great opulence, and you've seen the pictures where he has a golden hands and a beautiful golden crown. So it's almost as if he's dressing up to make himself even more attractive, so he'll be readmitted into the company of Lakshmi. So generally this is an Aishwarya pastime, and we worship Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra in mood of opulence and service, the attitude of service. We become the servants of the Lord. Everyone who takes part in the Rath Yatra festival is considered to be worshipping Krishna in that mode of service, being a servant of the Lord, dasa. Because we're all servants of the Lord, and this is an opportunity to sing before the Lord, to distribute prasadam before the Lord, to distribute books, and to engage many other people in worshipping the Lord. This principle has been adopted to help us to remember that we are first and foremost servants, as we read, Gopi Bhartu Bhada Kamalam Tada Kamalam Anudasa Nagasa Nagas. But beyond any type of designation, any type of this was the formula which Prabhupada adopted and enabled him to exhibit Rath Yatras all over the world. Question? Okay. I want to thank Madhavendra Puri for arranging this get together tonight. And I'm sorry it's a little bit short, but I'm a little ill tonight. So, go a little bit longer. Tomorrow morning, just to apprise you of some of the upcoming events, at 10 o'clock, many of you know, the Abhay Charan television series airs. Of course, sometimes there's a sports event which bumps it off, but we're hoping. Is it 10, Haridam? 10 o'clock? Huh? 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on Doordarshan. It's a very wonderful 104-part series of the life of Srila Prabhupada based on the book. Lifetime in Preparation, or Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. The first part is called Lifetime in Preparation. And it's a very, very wonderful thing to see. Don't miss it wherever you can get to a television. So be sure and watch it. And then we have Gaur Purnima coming up on Monday. We'll be fasting that day till moonrise and hearing about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is probably the biggest, or at least second biggest day celebrated in ISKCON all over the world, next to Janamashtami and Prabhupada's appearance day. And then we have Rath Yatra coming up on the weekend. It starts Friday, is that the 27th?
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Just and making the announcements today, because nothing was fixed. So today we are making the announcements.
And it'll be cross made on
27th, 28th, 29th and 30th.
This was the place of the festival for Prabhupada's centennial also.
And
oh, and that was in Siegrand. I'm sorry. It was the place of the first Pandal program, which took place in 1971, I think it was. Yeah. So thank you, Madhavendra Puri. You want to speak?
You can make some kegel for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to take this off.
Hare Krishna.
I'll answer your question. I just want tomorrow, if conditions permit, after the broadcast at 10, we'll show the Hare Krishna Today video, the current version, which is a news journal of Hare Krishna activities throughout the world. It's about 25 minutes long.
Maharaj, this is something related with Krishna, Lord Jesus Christ. In Vaishnava philosophy, we say that we should abstain from eating meat.
Yeah.
But Lord Jesus Christ, he ate fish.
Can you check that now, Moni, to see if it's going to work? Yeah, Lord Jesus Christ ate fish.
He had fish.
Yeah. Yes.
How does that
tally with Vaishnava philosophy? Everyone hear his question? Did you hear? Yeah, anyway, I'll just repeat it. He was saying in Vaishnava philosophy we don't eat meat, but we have record of Lord Jesus Christ, who we consider a saint in our tradition, to have eaten fish on one occasion. So that question was put to Prabhupada, and I'll repeat his answer and then give some of my own perspective on it. First of all, that was an exceptional incident in which the meat, which fish were eaten along with loaves of meat. And Prabhupada explained it in one way by saying that they were in the desert and they had nothing else to eat at the time. They would have starved, and on some occasions Prabhupada's extreme conditions even allowed devotees to take such things when it was a life and death situation. He also said that people use that single incident to project it onto their own selves. And he said Jesus Christ was so powerful that he could eat the whole universe. So the fact that on one occasion he took some fish and distributed them is not to be used as an excuse to build hundreds or perhaps thousands of mechanized slaughterhouses in which routinely very highly sentient creatures, especially very important animals that Krishna loved so dearly, are slaughtered in a very horrible way, just for the purpose of taste for the human being, a very misdirected sort of thing. So the main point was that was a highly exceptional situation, and if we read carefully through the Christian theology, we will find in the Psalms and other places that Lord Jesus Christ was, except for those occasions, very strict vegetarian and recommended it. He was very disdainful of the people of his time who were even eating chicken, and on one occasion laid waste all the cages and released all the birds that were about to be killed to be eaten. His appearance is predicted in one of the Puranas. I think, yes, it's the Bhavishya Purana, that he would come and he would be a great reformer. People were also very extremely degraded, because when Krishna comes, Putranaya Sadhunam Vinachaya Shadushka, he comes to preserve the sadhus and to annihilate the principles of irreligion. So that's basically what he was doing. Therefore he said things like, you know, no, honor your father and mother, don't commit adultery, don't kill, things like that. So implicit in that command, and of course he wasn't the original perpetrator of the Ten Commandments, but he enforced them. And that the meaning of kill was later mistranslated to mean only between human beings and murder. But the Vedic understanding is that it means the principle of ahimsa, that any time a life is interrupted untimely, the situation, the universal laws of karma will create a form of retribution on such a person. So for whatever reason, any kind of unnatural killing, even in the so-called mercy killing or abortion or any of that sort of thing, one has to suffer the consequences of it. So we practice ahimsa. And actually Jesus Christ did too. Okay, well, is that not... Okay, I'll just... Some complaint, Madanga?